So I'm here with Austin Barr. He's part of Stanford Baseball, but as well as the Cowlitz Black Bears. So, Austin, the first question I have for you kind of deals with your approach to the game. How do you approach not only the whole season, but an individual game as you go through the season?
For each individual game, I just try and make sure that I feel right each night with my swing, with my arm, everything. So everything I do pregame is all geared towards just, feeling ready to play that night. As far as approaching the whole season, I know that I've learned through my years of playing college ball that, if one game goes wrong, if one at bat or one play goes wrong, it's not time to, make any wholesale changes. You just got to have a plan that you believe in and you know that can be successful, and you got to stick to it even if you have some tough times.
Now, you play at Stanford, so Division I, Pac-12, they have a pretty good history of having some skilled baseball players and teams throughout the years. What has it been like for you to play at that level and to see guys who you know will someday play Major League Baseball, maybe even do more than that in the future?
That's been awesome. Definitely surrounded by the best talent. You're playing against the best guys every night, and that's a ton of fun to compete at that level, especially with the draft right now. A bunch of my friends that I've spent a lot of time with and have gone in previous drafts out of Stanford, it's been a ton of fun seeing them succeed and knowing that, I am playing with guys that are going to be successful at the next level, and that could also be me.
So talking about the draft is going on right now. So for you as a player, you're out here playing, but there's always the chance of being drafted. Kind of how do you deal with both those situations mentally? Are you able to just shut it off, or do you continue to think about it?
Well, that's out of my control right now. There's nothing that I can do. So I'm just here to, play and get better and help the Bears win. And, obviously I think about it, but, tonight and all the nights on the field, you really tune it out and know that all you can do is play.
And for you as a baseball player, is your ultimate goal to make that next level to play professionally?
Absolutely. It's been my dream since I was a little kid, and it still hasn't changed.
So kind of talk about you growing up, who is someone that you kind of look at as a coach or mentor who really pushed you to be your best in baseball?
My dad's been there for me every step of the way. He coached my little league teams. He coached me all the way up until high school. He loves to take looks at my swings and text me what he thinks. And, he's always been a great supporter of me.
Now, being at Stanford, once again, it's a lot different than high school. High school ball, you play a couple games a week, you practice for a little bit, but college is a lot more intense, and even in the summer leagues, it gets even more intense. We have just nothing to focus on but baseball. How was your transition going from high school to college, and kind of what things did you have to work on and change mentally?
I was fortunate enough to play for the Corvallis Knights my senior year of high school that summer before I got to Stanford, so I learned a ton playing in that league before getting to college ball. You take for granted now just how to take a BP, how to take infield, just little stuff like that. And then making the adjustments to the better pitching and catching better guys. I think all of it, now you just kind of take for granted, but you're right, it was a big learning curve to make that next step, and I know it would be another big learning curve to make the step to the professional level.
And then you kind of talked about, developing your dad, helping you and push you through, but is there a major league player that you looked at and said, man, I really want to kind of model my game after how they approach things?
I watch the Mariners a lot, and I know he's not a position player, but I really like watching Felix Hernandez pitch. He really seems like he has that bulldog mentality. Like, he knows that he's going to go out and dominate every night that he takes the ball, and that's the kind of attitude that you can take as a position player too. I love watching him pitch just because I know that he believes in himself, and it's all about confidence, in any position. And so I really think that that's something that I've tried to carry this year in my game, is just have the confidence even when it's not going well.
You're out here at the Black Bears, and there's lots of little kids that watch. So when you see kids who want to become or want to play college or professional, what advice do you give them or really want to instill in them that want to make that next level?
Just play, just play, spend time around the game, work on it. If you love it, you'll work on it, you get better. If you don't love it, you won't be out here and you won't do it, and people will pass you. Really, the only way to get better, it's no secret, it's just to work on it more, So if you want to get better and you want to play better, just take more swings, make more throws across the diamond, take more ground balls. That's the only thing you can do. There's no secret to it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Austin.
Thank you.